First of all, I get really offended when websites criticize me for an insufficiently convoluted password. I don't feel that I need all of the bells and whistles that their criteria calls for, but I comply. This is a story about how, well, I hope this qualifies as a code or password. It has to do with the little magnetic stripe code on the back of a card that you swipe. And it's about how that little magnetic stripe translates into a major personal injury. A major personal injury that happened just about a block away from here, about 5-6 weeks ago. I've been hired as an adjunct professor at instructor at MICA, which is wonderful. I enjoy it. I get paid a nominal salary. But even more valuable, I think, than the salary is the fact that I get a MICA ID card, which entitles me to park in the parking lot right next to the Lazarus Center across the street over there, which, you know, when you're always around town in this neighborhood, it's like, oh, I don't have to find a parking space. I'll just zip in there And when you go in the parking place, you take your MICA ID card and you swipe. The gate opens up. You park. You've got your sticker on your car. You're good to go. You push the button. You're out the gate and on with your life. And this is very beneficial to me because, I mean, much of my life when I'm not at home being a good husband and father to our two small children revolves around, like, drinking beers here at this bar. And also playing in various bands that all happen to practice at this Our House practice space right next to Joe's Square Pizza. A practice space which, if I may go on a short political tangent, is about to be closed down to make room for office space here on in Station North. It's the Station North Office and Entertainment District. I fear this place is becoming, but that's the end of my political tirade. It's sour grapes because it was a fucking awesome hangout. Russell's been there. Half the people in this bar have probably been there. I want to be honest with you. This place is great because it's like, okay, a little sidebar. I'm just building the anticipation for the great crescendo of this. Oh, I'm getting the bell. This practice space is like one of the last great relics of the old Station North, where we have at the Our House. Well, let me explain. It's basically the second floor of this building above where the art store with all the nice red and yellow and blue window panes. You passed it. It's by the bridge over there. You know where I'm talking about. The second floor of that entire building is a shithole, but it's divided off into practice spaces, and, you know, each practice space is, you know, nominally heated in the winter, not at all air-conditioned in the summer, really nice for like a week or two in the fall, a week or two in the spring, but it is the clubhouse. It's like the hangout. It's a, you know, pied-à-terre here in Station North for whether, like, maybe you're out hanging out and, you know, you run out of money for beers at the bar. Well, there's a beer fridge in our practice space right down the block. And whatever, you know, there's nobody, you know, is stopping you from doing anything else in that practice space either. Not that I, have a penchant for any illegal activities, but, hey, I'm just saying it's an option. And also, the price is right in this place. We share this space with four other bands, okay? So it's five bands in this practice space. That averages out to, you know, about 1.5 nights a week or whatever. But, you know, a lot of these bands, they're fuck-ups. They don't show up. I mean, they pay their rent or whatever. But, and so basically, you can go hang out there whenever you want. And the rent is such, when there's five bands in one practice space and you're in a band that has nine people in it, you basically have a clubhouse that you can go hang out in whenever you want, that has a beer fridge in it and all of your rock and roll gear, including your drum kit, for a grand total of $9 a month. That's what each of the members of my band pay. Okay, so that's the end of that sidebar. So I park in the MICA parking lot, go and play music in the Our House practice space, come out a couple hours later, and, of course, it's the rainy season. We've been having these deluges. This was one of those nights where it was just bolting rain down. I mean, I went out there I mean, there was no waiting for it to stop. It was just fucking raining. So you go out there, and I swipe my card to get in to the lot, and it's pouring rain so hard that the code on my car, it, like the reader, will not read the card. It's just too full of water. Swipe, 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 nothing. I'm standing in the rain. I can look through this gate, and I can see my car in there, and I knew if I could just get to the car, that the gate would open automatically from the inside, and I'd be on my way home. I'd be out of the rain. All I had to do was get over this, like, 7-foot-high fence, which I thought wouldn't be a problem because there's a bike rack right next to me, like, by the fence. So I hop up on the bike rack, hop up over the fence. I got up and over just fine. But, you know, obviously there was no, like, stopping and, like, collecting your balance at the top. So you get up, you get over, you get your momentum, and you just leap off the other side of this thing, and you drop about 7 feet down onto the pavement of this parking lot. And the result was that my heel was just obliterated. I shattered my heel. I have, like, lots of fragments of bone where my heel used to be. And it's all on account of... A faulty code. So that's how I'm going to bring this back around to. Anyway, I'm off my crutches. I'm out of my bionic boot. My doctor and I have a difference of opinion about when I should be out of these things. But I have an appointment with him on Tuesday, and we'll have that conversation when the time comes. And that's the end of my story. Thank you.